Michael, this is the longest you've ever run, am I correct?
Well, can't say that yet. Yeah.
I've run,
I don't know, probably about a dozen 100-mile races. The longest I ever actually run continuously was about 25 and a half hours when I tried to do Spartathlon in Greece, but I didn't finish that race.
So when did that take place?
Last September 2011.
Well, what happened that you couldn't finish?
Yeah, I had some severe sensitivity in the bottom of my feet. Something I hadn't experienced before trying to be on my feet for so long. And it just, it hurt to stand. I couldn't, forget about walking or running. I literally couldn't move.
Well,
so I had to stop.
So now this event, 6 days, it's the big boy. And why did you come here for this?
You know, I came here thinking that I wanted to try new things. I want to find challenges that I can't overcome. I kind of am always looking to test my limits. And I was very excited about trying a multi-day because I've always been pretty comfortable doing high mileage and training. I normally run, I'm training for 100-mile races. I'm always over 150 miles a week. I'm usually getting close to 200 miles a week. I run doubles, sometimes triples. And after I finished many of my 100-mile races, I felt extraordinarily good the next day, almost fresh. So I figured a 6-day might be something that maybe I'm just built for. But so far, my experience has been very bad.
Well, it's really been bad for everybody. I mean, the weather certainly was unbelievable and had to knock you back a little bit. Did it affect you in any particular way?
Yeah, I mean, the first day, you know, I stuck it out for 12 hours, and it was really bad. It was really hard on me. I'm a runner where I can run well under good conditions. Variables like if I'm too cold or if I don't have food or even if I get too hot, I suffer tremendously. I don't have the ability to kind of get through those things very well from my past experiences. So yesterday, running for 12 and a half hours in the rain with completely soaking, wet, freezing hands and feet, I came down with a fever this morning, and then I went and then I couldn't run. I just, my legs feel fine, muscularly I'm okay. My immune system is just really trashed.
Well, so that begs the question: how come you're running here right now then?
Well, I just, you know, after about, I put in about 20 miles in about 5 hours, and I was feverish, and I knew I just had to go to sleep. So I didn't want to stop, but I just went to sleep for the last 2 hours, and now I feel great.
So you've had experience with the self-transcendence races several times at Rockland State Park, and is there something about the atmosphere or the conditions that help you do what you're trying to do right now?
Well, yeah, I'm really fascinated with the Sri Chimnoy races and really what's the greater purpose behind these events. You know, it's self-exploration. It's you know, I don't really think I've ever understood at a level that others that do these races what transcendence means. And part of me wants to give up in the 6-day right now because, you know, what gets me so much motivation is to see people that don't stop. They'll sleep and rest the minimal amount because they've got a goal of not just reaching a certain mileage distance, but they want to reach a state of being, a state of existence. And I haven't allowed myself to try to experience that yet. When I get uncomfortable, when I get really tired, I kind of give up, and it troubles me a lot. It's a struggle that I'm dealing with right now. It's really trying to make this experience not as good as it could be.
Well, Michael, I have to bring it to your attention. You had a fever. You had a reason to quit. You took a break, and you came back, and you're running like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, well, under all odds is what I like to succeed at, and right now, the 6-day race is something that I want to enjoy. I don't want to suffer too much because I'm hoping that I'll learn from the experience and I'll be able to come back and give it a real good shot in the future. Right now, it's kind of damage control. I don't want to be too miserable where I say never again. So I'm not, my mileage goals, even coming in, I figured I'd have success if I could run 400 miles, about 67 miles a day. I felt like that would be hard, but it shouldn't be too difficult. The first day really wore me down. I wish it didn't happen in the first day. Sorry.
Michael, thank you so much. We'll keep in touch and keep going.
Thanks, I appreciate it. You guys give me a lot of inspiration. But this is a different sport right here than what I'm used to. You know, a 100-mile run is like a sprint compared to this.
Thank you.
Take care.